culture. You can't tell me what you.
Come on. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, we gotta start recording these.
Nah, we can.
That was a good one. But you guys will never.
They would have called y'all.
No, because they're stupid. Because they like to speak. They just want to speak out of emotion.
That's why.
And not out of facts. Yeah, that's basketball.
You can't have a conversation.
I wasn't speaking out of emotion. I was speaking out of what I've seen.
You can't have a conversation. You can't have a conversation that involves white culture with no white people. Because how are you going to speak for what they would know?
Honestly.
Okay,
I don't have any.
Okay, you gotta call somebody white.
Like, I don't know who you want me to call.
I'm not close enough.
That's like 33. You gotta call somebody white. That's like 33.
I don't.
Again, you were too young.
Who could tell us about
time.
The root of the Kardashians?
No, who could just tell you like at their childhood or like their young adulthood what it was like? Because again, I think we were all too young.
Guess what? I'm just gonna put this in context. We all know who Notorious B.I.G.'s right hand man is, and he has been dead for 20 years.
I don't know. That is my mm-hmm.
Lil C's. You don't know Lil yeah, C's? Is?
Oh, I thought you were saying Lil. I thought you were implying that Lil C's
being dead. No, we know.
I was like Lil C's.
B.I.G.'s right hand man is, and he has been dead for the better part of 2 decades now, 3 decades.
He was dead, yeah, for more than 20 years.
So, but we know him.
But
because
he's
engrossed in black culture.
The only thing is, I can say that might be different from white culture because I don't know if they have staples in their community like that.
Because we don't know them.
Her stepdad was an Olympic gold medalist. That was like,
he was a track runner.
Yeah, he's a white track runner.
You just named an Olympic gold medalist. You didn't name Biggie's right hand man.
No, but I'm saying
You didn't name Bruce Jenner's best friend.
Hold on. No. We're saying
she's connected.
Connected to.
Like, so you see the difference. Like,
no, because in black culture, Biggie is to us what fucking Bruce Jenner was probably was to white people. He's 100%. Probably more. He's 100%. Probably more.
I don't even think that.
You don't think Biggie was more important to black people than Bruce?
No, I'm saying he is. That's what I'm saying.
I would agree with that 1,000%.
So if we know Biggie's like motherfucking white people,
like I don't think.
I don't know,
bro. Is a pivotal.
Do white people have stable?
The more we're having this conversation, the more we're understanding that we don't know shit about white people.
Why would we?
And it's I don't want to.
Speaking,
but I'm just.
All I know is they don't be having no cousins, and that shit don't make no fucking sense.
That's crazy. And they don't be having no lips either.
Are you happy now? You happy now? This is what you want.
Yeah, it's what you want. This is exactly what you
get. What you wanted?
Because
we can do this.
Because I said you won. I don't know what more you want.
That is what I want.
We can do this all day.
Yeah, they didn't win though. That's the thing. No, they didn't win that argument. Y'all did not win. It was 3-2.
See, this is.
It was 3-2.
This is why me and Q can't team up all the time because we're actually too dangerous.
No, there was nothing dangerous about that.
Dangerous.
Literally,
there was nothing dangerous.
Y'all are arguing about shit that happened when you were fucking picking your.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I was
10 years old. You were not picking into the Paris Hilton.
Q, we were 14.
I was not, nigga. You were picking boogers, nigga. I was in fucking middle school.
You were not 14.
Your brother was driving him to games.
That don't make a difference. Before, think about it. On MySpace, how much?
Did we follow celebrities?
Yes, exactly.
Do you know who Paris Hilton's best friend was?
Kim Kardashian.
No,
it was Nicole Richie. Look, you don't know shit. Hey. You don't even know. Look at you, you fucking idiots. Y'all don't know nothing.
Her sidekick was Kim Kardashian.
No, it wasn't. It was Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie.
Do you know who Nicole Richie is?
I know Lionel Richie's daughter.
All right, yeah. It was Nicole Richie. Look at you.
Kim Kardashian was her stepping stone.
Yeah.
They weren't friends.
Look at that.
Hold up. You think Diddy and Fonzworth Bentley are just kicking it, or that nigga just holding his umbrella for him?
I guarantee you.
That nigga's an employee.
I guarantee you he brought him out more than fucking.
Fonzworth Bentley hasn't been to a party, a white, all-white Diddy party in a decade.
Even back then,
they wasn't friends. That was his. That was his literal assistant, Keenan. That was his main bitch boy. And that nigga was
Kim Kardashian's in a different fucking league than Paris Hilton now.
Yeah, that nigga leaped the jump man.
Paris walked so she can run.
Pretty much.
While Kardashian West worked for Paris, the two became very close friends, attending events and traveling the world together. If she's traveling with fucking Kim Kardashian, motherfuckers, white people knew
she's
the fuck
her
she
designer.
Was.
Designer, yes.
I don't care, but.
She's her designer.
Hey,
you want to keep your designer with you.
Who's the gay black dude that travels with Meg Thee Stallion? Who's the gay black dude that travels with Meg Thee Stallion? Y'all, none of y'all niggas know the fucking gay black dude be in the back of all Megatron videos.
Tang?
No. I think his name is.
That's the one that hang his out with Ari.
Yeah, I think
that's Ari's style.
That's the one he be humping her, right?
Yeah.
Y'all know that. The dude with dreads that be in the back of all Megazine videos?
Yeah, she fired him now.
Okay, but
before. Over some hair shit, I think.
Yeah, he was on Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, but everybody, motherfucker, you y'all know so video, you know.
I'm like, wait, he fired her. He fired her.
Not important.
I'm like.
Important to me.
She's the biggest fucking black artist right now.
She's a savage.
Sorry, she's a savage. She's a savage. Bro, I don't know.
Bougie ratchet.
Agree to disagree. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, I'm just saying. Honestly, what it all boils down.
Did we even explain what we were arguing?
Yeah, I'm going to explain it. No. And I'm going to explain it, and then we're going to leave it alone because, like, we're talking about Kim Kardashian and whether or not A, she does actually really appropriate black culture, what that means, and B, to have black culture really attributed to what
to her success.
Her success is today. Now. We're not going to get into it because we already spent a whole hour. Sorry, you don't want to hear more.
Can we just say our point so people can kind of go off of that?
Yeah. Okay, all we're going to say is...
Julian, speak for me.
So Keenan, Julian, and Corey are yay.
Yes.
And me and Q are nay.
Okay. And our main point being that her career and who she is as a person really springboarded after the whole thing with Ray J, and ever since then... It's just been all niggas in her life,
which we don't disagree with.
Let me just get the whole point out.
So that resulted in her, you know, kind of diving more so into black culture, whether it be like minor things as far as her doing her hair or just something that, you know, she might have said and black people been doing it, just little things like that help springboard her career and get her to the point where she is now. And now she does community service for niggas, so we can forgive her.
Oh, you just said that so much differently.
Hold on. No.
That is. That's not how I said things.
Q.
I wasn't talking like that.
He's very eloquent points. Great.
I was talking like that.
We are on the counter by saying, A, the Kardashians and Kim Kardashians have always been a thing. It's just that we don't know because that's white culture and that's not what we get down with. Number two, the things we call in cultural appropriation are very few and far in between, if not non-existent. Because the only thing we've seen out of her is braids and fucking niggas. Which, if you want to call fucking black men cultural appropriation, then boy, the whole world. It's a slippery goddamn slope. And then two, three, whatever.
Three, yeah.
I think she's done more for black people that... I think it's bitch. People dislike her because she represents something that's bigger than herself, but people choose to fixate that to her and use her as the symbol for a bigger problem of cultural appropriation, which is bigger than her, something that's been before her and will be after her.
Can I make
She's
a
just the current wait, thing?
Can I make a counterpoint?
We've all made our points.
Wait, no, I need I to make a counterpoint.
We all made our points.
Let me get mine out there.
Okay.
And furthermore, what I was saying was that black people.
We need to take this to court.
Black people didn't prop Kim Kardashian or the Kardashians up where they are today. They are where they are because of their white support. And y'all were saying it.
Now, does the black support help? 1,000%. It doesn't hurt at all.
It doesn't hurt at all.
Doesn't hurt a little bit.
It doesn't hurt at all.
But that's where
the white support comes from because they're doing black shit.
I was going to say all the black shit
that they're doing, we've narrowed it down to two things. The bitch wearing braids after she's had kids because the kid wanted braids and she said, oh, I want to do them with you, mommy. So we'll throw her in jail and fucking black niggas. Woo, the demon.
And all I have to say as my counterpoint, yes, it's great that she's, you know, she became a lawyer.
What'd you say, Q? I ain't never see Oprah bring no niggas out of jail.
Nope.
Well, Oprah was never a fucking lawyer. So
Oprah's the most powerful black woman in
America. Obama can't even get niggas out of jail like that. Wait, hold on. That's a different topic.
Oprah give mad cars to white women.
That's a different topic.
Oprah give mad cars to white women.
That's a different topic.
Not as many as white women.
That's a different topic.
Bitch, what the fuck? That's not her fault.
It's not Kim's fault.
She can't give up.
That's a different topic.
Oprah's not going out and picking, like, you get a ticket, you get
a ticket. Why could she? She could.
You know,
how about don't give that to your audience? Wasn't the show.
Wait, here's a question.
Oh, that's a great fucking idea. Well, look at that. I came up with that.
How about we go to black families that might need cars then
instead of middle-aged women
who can afford to go to the Oprah show?
People took the cars back because they couldn't afford them because they had to pay taxes on them. So nobody yeah. got them cars.
And then what my thing is, didn't Oprah record that show in Chicago?
Yes, she did.
So what? It's a bunch of fucking white. Okay, have you ever been to Chicago?
No, I'm saying it was. I just would have thought
there's like, a suburb in Chicago.
I know, yeah. it's like going to Philly.
The suburbs in downtown ain't the Chicago that we'd be thinking about.
Yeah, no, right? I'm just saying. Like,
nigga, Home Alone 1 and 2 was filmed in Chicago.
Yeah.
She filmed that shit where Smollett got beat up, yeah. allegedly.
Allegedly.
He didn't.
He fucking lied.
Slippery slope. Anyway.
So that is what we were talking about, and you're not going to hear anything.
You make your own judgments off of that.
All I'm saying is. We as hashtag, black people.
Hashtag.
Don't tweet me unless you got some facts.
Please. Hashtag Keenan and Elsie if you think we were winning.
Hashtag real niggas if you think we were winning.
Hashtag peak jump if you disagree with me and Mike. And by peak jump, I mean peak and jump.
Hashtag free thinkers.
No, I'm going to spice it up. Hashtag real coons.
Hashtag you cannot bring your white wife.
Hashtag you cannot bring your white wife. Hashtag Candace
you cannot
Owens.
Bring your white wife.
This nigga got some nerve.
Michael, look at me.
If anyone should know,
if anybody knows anything about dating white women in this basement, it is me. But you cannot bring your white wife.
It is me. Yo, he said this hey, nigga yo. Got some nerve.
Hey, yo.
This nigga got some nerve. Yo. Listen to me.
Bring me the diamond.
Oh my god, man.
Oh, that was great.
This nigga's stupid, bro. Man,
I'm sorry.
This nigga's dumb.
That is the Not That Serious Podcast.
Oh shit.
Not That Serious Podcast, you already know. We back. It's another week.
Listen
so
to
you
me.
Already know it's another episode of the greatest, most illustrious, most luxurious, amazing podcast in the history of audio storytelling and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the sound. You can hear the sound. You can smell the sound because that's how good we are. Mm. You can even taste the sound.
Mm.
And it tastes like barbecue sauce. Real smoky and delicious.
Mm.
You already know what the fuck is going on. It's your boy, one of your hostesses with the most big mic.
LZ.
It's your boy, Corey.
The Polynesian penetrators in the building.
Yes, motherfucking the Hawaiian hunk. Quashe is in the building.
The and Samoan got, sodomizer.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I like that one.
Yeah. I make that my Twitter name. The
Samoan sodomizer.
The motherfucking Polynesian puss pounder. And then on the other side of the skin color spectrum, we got Keenan in the motherfucking building, landlord, slumlord Keenan.
Drunk ass,
making sure the rent is always due. Yeah, yo, we said I texted Keenan and I was like, "Yo, bro, what time you ready to go, bro? Today we gonna come through and we gonna get this done early, like what, like 5:30, 5 o'clock? We gonna get it done, gentlemen, ladies, in betweens, whatever you identify as, whatever your pronouns be.
It's now 11 o'clock.
It is now 10:44."
But you know why that happened? It's for good reason. The Sixers game started at 7. We were unaware.
Yeah.
That's Sixers game started, we watched the whole fucking game.
Yeah, we had to do that.
And it went to overtime. So
it went to overtime. And then we got
just
into,
our luck.
Then we got into an argument.
Yeah.
And that was another
about
hour.
Fucking
Kim Kardashian.
What the fuck?
Like, we need to be wasting our breath on that stupid.
Yeah, literally.
On that stupid white bitch. Why do we waste our time?
I don't know.
It all started with the fucking Kanye.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you said
that Kim was gonna get a lot of money.
Kanye said that nigga said she can't even contact me through email, bitch. Don't speak to me.
I feel like real quick on that, we're not gonna get into like the actual like divorce part, but I feel like he's handling that the right way. Kind of like distancing himself from her because you know, I mean, his mom died, and then he kind of spiraled a little bit. And then he got with her.
He got away from what's real.
Yeah, and then things started happening in his life, like good things, but also bad things. And I feel like the only consistent thing in all of that was her and that family.
Yeah,
so
that's the most consistent thing.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say I don't think that.
Yeah.
at that time in his life.
Yeah, at that
things
time
might
in his
be
life.
Better if his mother was still here. Mm-hmm. But like when you're going through like a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. And like you're dealing with things like the way the world of being a black man, regardless of having money or not, you still have to deal with the plight of being a black man.
Exactly.
And I don't think you being in bed with a white woman every night is going to help that.
Yeah.
Not even on the fact of that, like, right. Just of the fact that you're dealing with the trauma of losing a beloved family member, your only sole caregiver. It was him and his mom most of his life, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You lose your mom. You have, even though it's, from everybody else can see, it's a fake family that really doesn't probably seem the most to be the most nurturing environment
or
for
functional.
Anybody or functional. But when somebody's in that type of mental state and trauma, any type of shoulder to cry on or environment to be around is a good one for them at the time. And I think it just turned out to just, as time went on, it just didn't work for him as he needed a different environment to nurture himself, and especially regarding his mental health and mental state.
Especially because he blames his mother for, I mean, he blames himself for his mother's death.
Sure. And just a lot of that, he's not getting that from these people.
Yeah.
And they're just not the right people to nurture that kind of thing.
And also, I want to say, all this is from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, we don't know the ins and outs of the relationship because that's impossible. Mm-hmm. But just from seeing how his career and where he's going, like, where what he's to what he is now, this is what we can assess from
I'm
that.
I'm telling you one thing. If I'm going through some mental shit and I'm having a mental health breakdown or anything like that, the last person I think to call is Kim Kardashian.
I think the last would be the mom.
Yeah, because she's just gonna, you know, she's gonna capitalize off that.
And then you
she's
know the mom's probably gonna pimp you out.
She's gonna pimp you out, bro. She's gonna call the recording.
Yeah. The time I knew when like shit was really fucked up, like for real fucked up in their relationship, was when Kim was crying in the truck.
Car, yeah.
And then like you could just see like she was really crying.
She was done there.
And then Kanye's just looking over like directly at the camera.
Blank stare.
I think that's when he realized, like, yo, like, this isn't even, like, I'm not even living my life anymore.
Yeah, they're both bad for each other. They just not with each other.
Yeah.
He just looked like he tapped out. Like,
yeah, he tapped out. And, like, how, like, at that point, like, he knew, like, yo, I'm never going to get out of this. Like, his life was not like that before. But those people, this is the family that calls paparazzi on themselves.
On themselves.
And I can't even blame it 100% on them. It's just that, also, Kanye's just not. He's not right now.
And that's just like I think I can't put 100% on him.
Yeah, he's just not. I feel like he's not right.
I feel like he's been nuts as fuck. Like, and like, there's been times where she has been the more stable one, it looked like. So it's like
she probably it's a thing of like he's nuts, she probably wants to help and is not equipped to, and then it gets to a point where I can't deal with your nutsness.
Yeah. And also,
so now everybody's dealing bad.
Yeah,
he got to a point where his goal was just to be around and impress white people. Yeah. Like, literally.
Which is weird as hell.
It got really weird. Like,
when
he just wanted to be around white people, and all he would say is, and just name drop all these white people, with Anna Wintour and
Walt
all
Disney.
Yeah, Walt Disney and Steve Jobs. Like, being a successful white person, being a rich and successful white person, was the only thing that mattered to him.
I
that's what he wanted to be.
I agree with that. And it also was damn, what the fuck was I going to say?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Damn, I don't know. I forgot what I was going to
say. Yeah, but going off what Julian said about like him not being all together up there, I was reading an article and it was saying that like he would wake up and he would pretend to be like a certain animal and he would make Kim, like,
reciprocate that,
yeah, reciprocate it, or just like go along. Like, he'd be like, I'm a giraffe today, so she would have to just like feed into him being a giraffe today.
You know, giraffes are the only animal that don't have a vocal box, only mammal, I should say, don't have a vocal box.
Yeah, where the fuck would that go? The neck is like 13 feet long. Yo, you know, I seen a meme that was like, yo, how are we supposed to believe that giraffes are real, but unicorns are not? Like, what sounds more believable? Animal with a 13-foot neck or a horse with a horn?
Nigga, that just made me
laugh. The horse with the horn sounds way more realistic.
Okay.
So giraffes don't squeal?
They don't squeal, nor should they even exist.
They don't have a fucking vocal.
Wait, who shouldn't exist?
Giraffes.
I wouldn't say that. They look friendly.
Because why? If a fucking narwhal can exist,
What sounds? Oh,
that, you know what a narwhal?
You know, all right. So you know.
Wait, let's play this game.
You want to play this game?
I really do want to play this game.
Which sounds more realistic? A rabbit with two horns, or a shrimp that can shoot guns out of its claws? Because I'll tell you which one's real.
That fucking rabbit with the deer horns?
Nope. It's called a pistol crab.
No, called... Wait, no, bro. There's rabbit with antlers.
No, there's not. That's called a jackalope?
A rabbit?
Yeah.
So a jackalope is technically, is it not of the rabbit fake. Family? Huh?
It's fake.
I swear to God I've seen that
It's
before.
A jackalope. It's fake.
I swear. Hold up.
And I'm talking about a pistol shrimp.
What the fuck is a pistol shrimp?
A pistol shrimp. It has
a mythical animal, yeah.
It has two claws. One is a big claw, one's a smaller one. It has a claw where it shuts its claw so fast.
Wow.
That the pressure and the vacuum from the
I see it.
It creates an air bubble that hits so fast that it's like it's faster than a bullet. And that's how it kills its prey.
Yeah.
No, he definitely is definitely right.
Fuck? I'm kind of pissed. I didn't know jackalopes were mythical.
So I mean, we can do this thing.
Have you ever seen? Like, have you ever seen an okapi?
What's an okapi?
I think we talked about this before. Like,
is that the deer, bro?
It's like it's dead ass like a deer, bro. Like, it's like
African,
a
African.
Yes,
right?
African, yeah. Bro. I seen it on senior trip one time. No lie, that's the scariest animal I've ever seen up close. Like, it was like about 7 feet tall, like standing like on its legs, like just standing. Regularly, like half the ass is a stripe like a zebra, and halfway through the front, like is just brown, and the face and everything looks like it's like an antelope type thing.
Yeah, that's what they
and mean. It's called an okapi. It looks like an antelope fucked a zebra, and that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Kevin Hart was talking about when he was talking about the deer, bro.
Yeah, a deer, bro, literally could just be an okapi.
Yeah, that's like what they said.
Because that shit is fucking terrifying.
Like it's so many.
This pistol shrimp is wild.
I've never heard of a pistol shrimp. Anybody else got an animal that
Mike? How did you
learn about that?
Nigga, I get high a lot and I watch Planet Earth.
You're smart. I need
so
to do that.
Here's let's do another one. This is
yeah.
Fun.
No, let's keep doing this, please.
Let's do. Let's say okay.
All right. The subject would be what do you know that most
what do
people,
you know that most people don't?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
all right, Mike. You're up first.
Okay,
Corey. I know you got some shit. Said, boy, do I.
You know that 90% of pilots fall asleep.
I'm like, what?
Nigga, combo. No. Yeah. No, but.
Okay.
What you got, Mike?
Let's say, which one of these animals are real?
Okay.
One is an eagle with hind legs, or
the eagle with hind legs.
Or hold on, or an eight-tentacled sea creature that changes its color and has a beak.
Okay,
that's real.
Is that a fucking kraken?
It's a fucking octopus. It's a squid. Squids, octopus, same shit.
I forgot they had beaks.
That's all they have beaks.
They have beaks
change
like
colors.
Birds. Yeah.
They can unscrew lids. They can do all that shit. And the other, you know what the other animal I described? A griffin. A griffin. The shit that's in Harry Potter, a griffin. So the shit that sounds real is cat.
Cat, bitch. Cat.
Yo. Now, did you see the video of the, I don't want to go off too far, the fucking Komodo dragon that was just chilling at the girl's front door
in
Australia?
Yeah, I seen that.
Bro, like, literally, you know what a Komodo dragon is, right? Like, them shits are poisonous.
Yeah.
Like, they have venom.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally imagine a fucking iguana, but put it under a fucking enlargement ray beam and put it on times 100. Like, but and then add snake venom. So like that shit will bite anything and just paralyze it.
That shit's actually fast.
And it's fast as shit. Can somebody? Hey Siri. Like, look at that shit. Hey Siri.
Yeah.
How fast does a Komodo dragon run? Now, it might not sound like shit, but imagine you going 10 miles an hour down your street and a little kid running next to your car stride for stride. You'd be like, God damn, this nigga's fast. Now put it in a lizard form. And it's
now put it in a lizard form. Now put it in a lizard form.
You are fucking stupid.
Bro, that shit is scary, bro. Oh,
you are stupid.
I'm never going to Australia. And Keenan used to want to live there. I'm like, nigga, you are on your own.
Not them big ass spiders.
Nah, you said you wanted to move there. I ain't forget that. Don't know why.
You want
to
try? Let's do another one.
Let's do another one.
Now, let's do one is a beaver with fins and a bill. Or
fuck you,
a carnivorous deer with fangs like a saber-toothed tiger.
I've seen those.
Which one is fake and which one's real?
Wait, that exists? I'm guessing the second one.
They're both real.
They're both real. You're right.
I've seen that deer. What's the name of that deer?
It's called a tough deer. A tuft deer. That's the tuft. The tuft is the fucking teeth. The fangs. Deers have fangs.
Yo, wait, yeah, bring this up. I gotta see this.
Oh my god.
Tuft
deer.
Tuft, how do you spell it?
T-U-F-T-E-D.
Oh my fucking god.
No, that's not it. T-U-F-T-E-D. Tuft, like a tuft of hair.
Like it came up. Hold up. I seen it. What the fuck is...
Bro.
Son, what the shit? What is that?
Bro, what's the...
Why does this exist?
It looks like a fucking warthog face.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like fucking Pumbaa.
I hope y'all are looking this up with us.
Oh, well, I have an,
because what the fuck...
I have another one for you.
Stop zooming in on it.
Ew. How about this? Let's do another one, right?
Ready, Keenan?
What's real and what's fake?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say
Dr. Seuss canceled.
Yeah, a crab with 3 feet long. Each limb is like 3 feet long.
Yeah, king crab.
Or a deer with an elephant snout.
Huh?
If there's a deer with a
stop playing. Snout, what are you talking about?
What the fuck is that called?
What I just described to you is a spider crab and a saiga antelope.
What the fuck is this? Oh,
what? Right there, bro.
What the hell is that, bro?
That looks like a camel.
There is no way. What? It has like a camel face, but it's on a deer. Why does this exist?
What the fuck?
Spell that? S A I G A?
Mm hmm.
S A I G A.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is that? Yo, you gotta be kidding me. Son, that shit got a fucking vagina on his face.
Y'all want another one? Y'all want another one?
Yes.
Y'all want another one? Let me. I'm just gonna do one of them. You wanna tell me if it's real or fake? Someone, it's like a rat with a starfish nose.
A starfish nose.
What the fuck? I'm pretty sure that's just a mole, right? That's a mole.
Wait, what the?
You never seen that? I've seen that. You never seen that, Q?
No, what the?
Yeah. He said, oh my god. Yeah.
What is that?
All right.
What's the other? Wait, you got one more? Or is that was it?
No,
Corey, you got something?
Ew!
That shit is fucking ugly.
I would kick that bitch.
What's it called? A starfish mole?
Ew!
That's nasty. Corey, what you got?
Before toilet paper was invented, what were people using to wipe their ass?
What?
Their hands.
Oh, I know exactly what it was. It was the mm-hmm. fucking hand cloths.
No.
You sure? Because that's why they had them embroidered normally with initials.
Corn cobs.
Corn cobs?
Mm-hmm.
Corn cobs?
You can look it up. I'm serious.
Like, so, were they just inserting it in their asshole? Yeah, couldn't tell you wasn't there.
All right, you ready for this? I got two more. One, the last one would be like a pilot thing. But did you know that Fruit Loops, they're all the same flavor?
Yes.
I did know that.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. It almost doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, Keenan.
Exactly.
Exactly. I can roll with that.
Yo.
No, that shit makes no sense.
Yeah, nah.
If you said that on Fruit Pebbles, I'd lose my shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Fruit Loops are all the same flavor, bro. They're just different colors.
Yeah, I've seen that.
How about this?
All the same flavor also?
No, that's real. That's fake. Because I taste the grape and the strawberry. Sorry, this is the last one. This is the last one, then we can continue.
Wait, okay. I want to hear Corey pilot one too after this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what is the percentage of pilots that fall asleep while flying?
Said that.
70, at least 70.
83.
56. 56?
That's lower than I thought.
That's low because it's actually not, it's not like illegal to do that.
I don't know.
All right, Mike, what's the last word?
My last one.
So you said 56, Corey?
Yeah, but that, which is actually kind of low.
I mean, that's half, more than half the time.
Okay, so mine is a deer.
Oh, back to animals?
Yeah, this is the last one. Mine is a deer with a tortoise snout.
Oh, my God.
Or a turtle with no shell.
Turtle with no shell. I've seen it, I think.
I think I've seen a turtle with no shell.
Maybe I'm lying.
I swear to God, if there's a deer with a tortoise snout.
Whew. Look it up. It's called a, it's called a deek deek. D-I-K, D-I-K.
Oh wait, I heard deek deeks.
Deek deek.
A little deek deek.
Ew. Oh, it is a little. Nah. The more you look at it, it's a little demonic, bro.
It looked like a fucking alien. Like the alien from Scary Movie.
Are you ready?
That is like,
and
like
the other one is a giant.
If Anthony Mackie was an animal,
giant softshell turtle.
Yeah. If Anthony Mackie was an animal, he'd be a deek deek.
When you go to the supermarket, and you see like a bin of apples,
mm-hmm.
how long can they sit there before the supermarket has to take them out?
Whoa.
Ooh.
6 months.
Nah.
Everybody can answer.
3 months.
Keenan? I don't
know. I say 4 weeks.
A year.
Wow.
Oh.
No.
Hold on. Here.
They're not supposed to? Wait, so what are they spraying them with, like, preservative?
Yeah, they spray that shit with, like, wax. I got one for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go after Q. This is a crazy one. Not really.
Mm-hmm. Cabbage. Everybody know what cabbage is, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. When you buy cabbage at a grocery store, how old is it?
Give me you're about to make me not want to eat this shit.
I hate cabbage anyway, so go ahead.
Give me.
How old is it?
Give me a time, a window, somebody.
6 months?
Few years, I don't know. Cabbage is frozen for a year before it's distributed. It's
yeah. Why?
It's just the way it is. They freeze it and then.
Is there a surplus of cabbage?
I don't know, but they take off like the outer.
That would make sense.
And then ship it out. It's frozen for you. The cabbage you get at a grocery store is most likely a year old.
Wow, that's actually fucking disturbing, bro.
Disturbing.
Like, wow.
It is a plant. Yeah, Corey, I'm trying to think. Is there? Oh yeah, go ahead.
How long can a snail sleep for? What's the longest it can sleep for in a time period?
A snail can sleep
7 years, like a fucking cicada.
Yo, didn't cicadas come back last year?
I don't know.
I think it was last year.
They came back in 2020. All right. I'm gonna go with 3 months.
Say it again. What was the question again?
How long can a snail sleep for?
Probably a year.
Keenan. Can't take you seriously. Q.
I said 7 years.
3 years.
Fuck. Wow. Wow.
You said 3 years?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Can a dog sweat?
No.
No.
They sweat through their paws. That's why they, that's why they fuck out. That shit.
Mm-hmm. Panting?
Yeah.
They don't have any sweat glands.
Yeah.
Can't sweat.
Damn.
Interesting.
Is that why they put their heads out the window? Why do they put their heads out the window?
Because they might fucking stupid.
Hair pod.
COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't do it when it's cold outside. Them niggas don't care. Yeah.
So what else been going on before we can transition?
Yo, the gerbils are wild animals.
You can't speak.
Wait, you said gerbils are wild animals?
Yeah. But like you've never seen a wild gerbil. Never heard of a wild gerbil.
I've never heard of a wild gerbil, no.
You can't freely speak because, you know, you need to be on
the
mic,
just wanted to
bro.
Be in the
we
background.
Can't hear you, my G.
He said gerbils are wild animals. If I ever see a fucking gerbil in the wild.
Kicking it.
Yeah. Fuck that nigga.
I'll do the same shit to dogs.
Oh, my God.
But they don't got to be wild. Let's just do it.
Mike will probably go to Dominican and love it. Because all the dogs are wild.
Nice.
And they just look nasty. You're probably like.
I'll just be doing mad punting practice.
Mike, would just be like it's a fucking game. Awesome. Nice. Just kicking the shit.
Perfect. 100 points. Perfect. Perfect. Good job. Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Good.
Wow.
Great.
Try harder next time.
Perfect.
Bam. Boom. Bop.
Kablammy.
Fucking Randy Orton.
God damn.
Oh my God. You've earned special points. Bonus stage.
He's on fire.
Finisher available.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Does his finisher like just a fucking spinneroonie?
Boom. Shakalaka.
Oh my God, just fucking all kicking right. Kicking the shit out of the
alright. Do we want to talk about what's going on with the with, oh okay.
The Bunny Ranch Resort. Why did he just text you that?
Hey yo.
Yo, what,
hey,
what the fuck are y'all talking about? I'm mad as hell we just seen that on the TV.
He about to turn his air.
Oh my God.
Which one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Respond. Yeah.
The one Lamar almost died at?
Oh, dead ass, bro.
Yeah,
now y'all know the founder of that shit. He, that nigga died. He died. Oh, that can be my random fact. He died at the Bunny Ranch, I think, or he just died in general. And then he won mayor of that city.
Would y'all go to a Bunny Ranch and partake?
Nah, yeah, I think
so. That tab is kind of crazy,
and you got to wear condoms there.
So, that's it. Whoa.
No, I'm just saying.
I like that.
No, I don't like high fiving for that. I don't like high fiving for that because I'm just saying like that's just
the act of it
is already nasty.
He said, "Bro, I gotta put a Jimmy on my shit."
Yeah, you gotta wear that because you don't know what you're getting into.
I know you.
It's prostitution. Like that's what I'm saying.
Like, I gotta put my motherfucking hat on my soldier.
I'm all right.
I gotta go and live, baby.
Yeah. I just wanna live.
I'm like skin for skin, wet for wet, baby.
Skin for skin.
Skin for skin, baby. All
right, wait. Did we have anything to actually like? What happened this week?
You were alluding to something. Though.
Yeah.
We were talking about. I guess I don't really want to get heavy with it. I'm gonna just keep it like this. Stop Asian hate, man. Leave the Asian people alone. Because I don't want to get too into it because it's like, am I making too light of it? I feel like I'm making too light of it. Your niggas are laughing like I'm making too light of it.
I am not laughing.
Julian is fucking beside himself. And I don't want to laugh right now because I'm really trying to be serious. But I guess the way I'm saying it does not sound that great. So let me bring it back and add some context. Oh my God, Elsie, please stop laughing. Holy shit. Are you serious right now? Elsie's canceled. Elsie is canceled.
It's just the way you said it.
Because this is where I felt like this is important to address.
It is important.
But I didn't want to kill the mood because we were in a high, you know, we were in a good mood, you know what I'm saying? So I really just want to boil it down to this. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, no hate is bad. So oversimplified. Hate is bad.
But love is good. But no, you're right.
We're in a scary time right now. And the last thing we want to do is use this scary time to build up preconceived notions that aren't true and baseless and use those to turn ourselves against each other as people, like black, white, Asian, whoever there may be. And right now seems to be a lot of concentration on Asian people. I'm getting a lot of flack and hate being displayed towards them in actions across the country. And we got to understand that this is not the way to handle this stuff. It's a scary time, I know. But turning on your fellow Americans, your fellow people, is not the way to get this shit done. Not the way to deal with these feelings that we're dealing with right now. Asian people are not the source of what's going on with this country. It's an internal thing. And the sooner people as a whole realize this and not be distracted with petty differences between each other, the further we can move on and understand who causes the real problems in this country and how we address those real problems.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to hate Asian people or think they're the cause of this virus, where there's still people out here not wearing a fucking mask.
Yeah.
Okay? There's still people out here that want to go out and be unsocial distance and gather every day. I understand you want to go to a club every now and then, or you want to go to a get-together with friends. If people want to move all day like there's not something going on, a pandemic going on, and they want to ignore it, and then when things don't go the way, they want to blame Asian people. That is not the way
anything. Functioning, nothing works
human
like
adults
that.
Should work like this. This is shit we teach to our kids. You know what I mean? Just to follow the rules and to be kind and be nice to other people and be respectful. And this is no different from those times. This is a time where we as people, and you know, I'm not all that for that cheesy unity shit, but this is what we need right now as people. This is not the way we do it. We need to direct our attention to the people up top and the government and the elite who are putting these things in place or are not doing the proper things to address these pandemic issues where we're still struggling and there's countries out there that have gotten corona-free for months and damn near closing in on a year now, okay? So that's all I want to say. The Not That Serious podcast is aligns with all people. We talk a lot of shit about, you know what I mean, interracial relations and how people deal with each other. We have our criticism about our race, other races, and all that type of stuff because that's just the human condition and that's how we operate. But we know what we don't stand for is hate and advocate that for anybody. We want everybody to be treated fairly, equally, as much as we would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is.
Yeah, especially we don't advocate for violence.
Violence
is not acceptable.
It's unacceptable. The shit is trash. It's whack. And if you really think that the Chinese or Asian, whoever person that lives around the block from you has anything to do with the fucking coronavirus that's been here for a year when we've had a president that ignored this shit for 3 or 4 months and didn't take it serious for that long and lied to people about how it worked and didn't have a fucking plan to get it right and then told people to not wear a mask and then told people that it's not real and then told people to not take it serious and then denied signs and then now we have a new president that's doing things the right way. And that when people can't accept the failures of the people before them, they want to direct it at innocent Americans that are dealing with this shit with you.
They're right here.
They're right here around the corner with you, you dumb fuck. And then you listen to people like Trump making corny jokes like the China virus and calling it the Kung Flu. And he has you idiots believing and buying into that shit like this is some attack on America when it's incompetence because sicknesses and pandemics happen. It's been happening all throughout American world history.
Yeah.
And it's all about how you prepare for it and we didn't prepare for it and which is why we're in 2021 and shit is just now starting to turn a corner. So that's all I want to say about that. That's all we want to say about that.
Yeah. You said it right.
Yeah.
So I had nothing more to add.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Hit it on the nail.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck bigots. Anyway.
For real.
For facts.
All right. So, guys. Now, this. All right. So, you know, being that this is the greatest podcast in the world, right? What is a great podcast? What do great things do unless they, you know, they innovate, right?
Mm-hmm.
They try different things. They expand, they grow, they learn, they experiment. They try, like I said, they try to innovate, right? What is LeBron when he finally decided, oh shit, I can shoot the ball and not just run and dunk on niggas? He actually shot and he developed somewhat of a mediocre jump shot. What is Joel Embiid when he finally realized, oh shit, I'm not a 7-foot guard. I'm a center. So sometimes maybe I need to bring my big fucking ass in the paint. You know, the greats, they innovate. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm comparing LeBron to Embiid because that makes no fucking sense. Because, come on. So being that we're the greatest at what we do and we're going to be the greatest at what we do, no matter what the numbers say, because don't pay attention to those numbers because numbers lie. It's kind of inspired from when y'all guys, I don't know, a couple episodes ago, I was challenged to look at a blank map of the U.S. and I was big robbed of my chance at a free steak dinner.
You did.
I think I missed it by like 3 states. I was 3 states away from getting the,
I think four.
3 or 4
I think you
were
at 21,
away.
You needed 25.
Fun a son of a bitch. So that made me think of the answer, like, you know, everybody was making fun of my knowledge maps and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's put everybody to the test on the podcast. So I said, what we're going to do today, we're going to have the first Not That Serious trivia contest with the boys. So it's going to be me
with the boys.
So it's going to be me, your eventual winner, Big Mike. We got LZ going to be competing. Mm-hmm. Corey's going to be competing. And we got Quizmaster Quanonymous Quache.
Quanonymous Quache. And Keenan, are you the fact checker, I guess?
Yes.
Keenan could be the Time Master slash fact checker.
I got all the answers.
So,
yeah. He could be cheating.
Yeah,
so.
He could be cheating. Yeah. And we're going to, yeah, for any disputes, Keenan will handle all disputes.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We got about, what, 10, like 20 questions or so?
Yeah, about 20.
So we're gonna run through these questions real quick. Know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? I'm going to hand it over to Q because he's going to be the master quiz master running the show from now on. And now I'm from this point on, I am a lowly contestant.
All right, cool. So we're just going to go down the line. Start with LZ and ask a question. You get 7 seconds. If you don't answer, Mike and Corey will get a shot. You want to keep score? Is there a way we can keep score?
Everybody will get the answer correct.
Only if I get it wrong. It goes to the next person, right?
Yeah. Making sure.
Yeah. Or is it open?
Nah, because then niggas will be screaming at the same time and we don't really know. So let's keep it orderly. Okay. Whoever's up gets to go first.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it will go
down.
You gotta
add some music to the back of this or something.
And then
I'm about to say if you want to add it in.
Yeah, I'll add it in.
And then if you get it wrong, if you get it right, then you obviously get the next question as well.
Bet.
All right. So we got a diverse group of questions here, different backgrounds, different origins.
Spanning all types of subjects.
Yeah, right. Starting off with our dearly beloved, how many books are in the Catholic Bible?
Jesus Christ.
The Catholic Bible?
Yeah, it's like King James Version of the Bible.
Is it? Oh, fuck. It's 60-something.
Wrong. You don't really give an answer, but no.
Oh, so I'm next?
Yeah, you up, Mike.
Okay, Catholic. I want to say it's 56.
Wrong. Corey?
Oh,
my God.
What was it?
He was right.
He's right.
You know how I know that?
Oh, my God.
You know how I know that?
Going to Catholic mass with a white bitch?
You may not bring your white wife.
You may not bring your black husband.
How the fuck did you know that? Wait, how do you...
You may not bring your spear chucker. You may not bring your spook.
Your spear chucker. Wait, is that how you know that?
I plead the fifth. Yeah.
No, you may not bring your spear chucker. So Corey has one, and Corey is Corey's turn because he got it right. Right?
Yes.
Oh,
so
my
it's
God.
Make it take it. Wow.
You may not bring your way.
Keenan's trying to flex on us right now. That's all
he really is.
You see this nigga
in a very subtle way.
Because our the Baptist Bible, the regular, it's like 60 something.
I want to say
so
60
what type of extra books they got going on in that?
I don't know. Must be the person with the sexual harassment.
Corey.
Hilarious.
Which queen was Julius Caesar involved with?
Yeah, I don't know that one. I'm not.
Bro, give me that shit, bro.
Can you say it again?
Which queen was Julius Caesar involved with?
Damn.
Bro, please.
I drew blank.
Mike. Good.
Cleopatra.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I knew that. I don't know. I should have just said it. I don't know why I didn't.
Because I liked history.
I should have just had the confidence.
Yeah, but I like history.
He loved that. That was the only really connect.
I know.
She fucked with two princes or she fucked with two.
I knew that. I'm sorry. I got to be confident and just talk.
It's probably Augustus.
It probably was Augustus.
Yeah, it's probably Caesar and
Love
Augustus.
That black pussy.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
All right, going back to Mike. This is a little pop culture. Ready?
All right.
He gets the pop culture.
I don't even know if this is pop culture, but how many homicides did Ted Bundy admit to?
Ooh.
Not for nothing, Q, these questions are a little hard.
Yeah, these questions are older. I want to say 7.
No. Corey?
13.
No. LZ?
12.
No. 30.
Damn.
Damn, that nigga was killing runs.
That nigga was right,
so nobody, we're to Corey now.
Mm-mm. It's LZ again.
No. Yeah, because
I got it.
Bounced back and forth.
Oh, it was me, and then I didn't get it. So does it stay on me? Or does,
yeah,
because
he got the last question right, so it stays with him.
No, he got it because you all got that wrong. But now it's not gonna make it take it. Like, it's gonna go to you now.
Okay,
all
right. Okay,
you know
what I'm saying? Passed the ball.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
fair.
It's an alley-oop.
Yeah.
Leader and political icon Nelson Mandela was from which African country?
South Africa.
Okay, cool.
I was about to say.
I was about to say, nigga.
Just making sure we know our people, that's all. All right, we're going to stay with you, Corey. Which American president was involved in the Watergate scandal?
I'm about to body that shit.
Nixon.
Correct.
Damn.
There we go. See,
this pussy getting a little easy.
No, I know that.
Watching Forrest Gump with a white.
Yep,
bitch.
Forrest Gump.
That's it, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump with a white.
That's how everybody. I think that's how everybody knows about it. Keep going, Q.
What are the last names of the two father-son duos that served the U.S. president?
Bush.
There's two duos.
Bush and that's all I got. Yeah. Okay,
so
damn.
Is it wrong?
Oh shit!
Of course.
Damn, that's easy.
Go ahead, Elsie.
Bush. And is it Ford?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Mike?
Bush and Nixon. Oh, wow, bro.
You know who it is?
No, you can't.
No, I know. I just want to know.
Yeah, all right, so nobody gets it. I believe it's Bush and a Roosevelt, correct?
No, those were brothers or cousins. Brothers.
Okay.
It's Adams.
Okay, I would have never got that. Yeah. I would have never got that.
Damn.
It's John Quincy Adams, and I don't know.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
Yeah.
But you're thinking
John
of
John Quincy and Samuel?
Yes.
Something.
Is it Sam?
Yeah, I would have got it wrong again anyway.
No, I think he was one of
the beer?
Okay, moving over to LZ.
Yeah.
How many U.S. presidents have been impeached?
Three.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Look at you. Look at you.
I knew it wasn't more than five.
Get on the board. All right. We're going to stick here with LZ.
Okay.
That got a little easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little.
I mean, they're still open-ended. So that's never easy.
Ain't no
I think we should have made this multiple choice.
No.
We good. I like this.
Nigga, no.
I'm getting flashbacks from high school, but yeah.
I'm out of here. No, don't make a multiple choice.
Yeah, we good.
Ain't doing that shit.
How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
Oh, shit. We maybe should have made a multiple
choice. Yeah, right.
All right, I'll make a multiple choice. All right. A, we'll go with three. B, five. C, four. D, seven.
B.
No.
Four.
No.
Seven.
Yes.
Damn.
See, that's why I don't like, because you can just...
But he didn't say...
I know, but I don't like that. No, we're not doing that no more.
Damn, I didn't realize.
I'm going to let him have that.
Yeah, he can have that.
Yeah,
but we can't do that anymore.
Bruh.
That's why you can't do most drugs, because you eliminate two off the back.
So yeah.
That's not the
I did not realize he did that many.
I didn't realize there was any fucking James Bond movies.
I don't give a fuck about James.
All right, so now we're on to...
The only one that matters is Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
All right.
The only one.
The only one.
What is the... all-time most viewed video on YouTube?
Gangnam Style?
Incorrect.
Wow.
Baby Shark?
Incorrect. Mike?
What the fuck?
Friday?
No.
No.
It is Despacito.
It took over.
It's still?
It's like through the roof, yeah. It's not even close.
Wait, before we continue, I have to check how many it is.
Through the roof, yeah. Make sure it's the Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi version. Get that Justin Bieber bullshit.
Yeah, not with Justin Bieber.
I was about to say that.
7.2 billion.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's like a far and
away.
Bro.
Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, nothing's getting close to that.
God damn,
nigga. Yeah.
Seven.
And for reference, Baby Shark is at... No, wait. Baby Shark beat it.
No, I didn't really.
Baby Shark has 8.1 billion.
No way. Did you look up the real video?
Yeah.
Oh, then I am... a little behind. I'm sorry.
I got it right.
Yeah, I'm at yeah,
Destin
I'm at.
Was the
was yeah, the yeah, yeah, yeah. It was. Okay. It
I'm
was.
At, I'm at 4 billion.
Four.
For the one I chose, the answer I chose, which was the
shit.
Okay
Gangnam Style.
I need to get my shit updated. My bad.
I got it right. All right.
How much?
I knew Baby Shark went crazy.
Yeah. What was the gap though?
8.1 and 7.2.
Okay.
So cool. Billion more.
Almost.
God damn.
This had to like just fucking.
Dead, bro.
That seems like.
Very bro, it could have happened last night, honestly. Yeah. Like, Baby Shark is crazy views.
A lot of kids in the house.
Yeah. I only know because my nephew watches Cocomelon, and Cocomelon has different versions of the Baby Shark song.
Oh, damn.
Crazy. Like, they have remixes.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
All right, so we're sticking with LZ. Shout out to our Asian supporters, specifically the Chinese. The Chinese New Year is celebrated on what day and month?
It just passed. it just fucking passed. February. it just passed.
February 9th.
No.
February 6th.
January
25th. Damn.
Yo, put your phone away, nigga. I don't know.
You make me nervous,
yeah,
make me nervous, nigga.
Where you mom at, nigga?
Damn, January 25th.
January 25th, okay. Every year.
Oh, that was that shit where Kyrie came out and was like, I'm the Nisha Hall.
Yeah, that nigga came out. My name is Kyrie Ifantunde. Shut the fuck up.
Spirit Runwalker.
Yeah,
like, shut the fuck up.
Fucking walking around with a damn
walking stick.
He just shoved that shit up his ass. Anyway,
Mike. Kyrie Redcorn.
Mike, what is the largest desert in the world?
That's easy. Come on, Mike.
I want to say the Sahara.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm about to say it has to be.
I was going to say either the Sahara or the Gobi.
It's Sahara, although Antarctica, which is larger, might qualify as a desert as well.
Want to know a fun fact about the Sahara Desert? If you get lost there 9 times out of 10, they won't look for you.
Cause why?
Yeah, they don't. They're just yeah.
Cause for what?
There's yeah. No land. The fuck is you doing out there anyway?
Nah, cause I have friends from college who are from Africa. They literally said if you get lost there, they're not gonna find you because the Sahara Desert is bigger than some countries.
What are you doing in the middle of the Sahara Desert anyway?
It's almost as big as Antarctica.
People live there?
No, people take tours.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I'm only taking tours of the outer edge.
What the fuck are you?
I'm not taking.
There's
a tour,
no.
Period.
There's never.
What the fuck are you touring?
You should never go no more than 5 miles.
Yeah, let me go in there and see all that nothing. Yeah,
5 miles into the desert.
Yeah, huh?
That's a lot.
I know, but you at least know what direction you came from.
Sand surf.
You say that.
Like on like the ATV.
Everything looks the same.
Surfing, legit surfing. Yikes.
Turn around.
Okay.
Am I crazy? What the fuck do you have to see in the desert?
Huh?
What the fuck do you have to see in the desert?
The sand.
I don't know. Maybe I'm
tripping. There's no reason to be. It's never no reason to ever be in the
there's,
middle.
Bro, there's
I'm
no.
I'm going to go on my phone.
There's no reason to go through the Sahara Desert, and there's no reason to climb Mount Everest.
Yo,
those are two things you have. No human has any business doing either one
have
of those.
Have you ever
things.
Watched a video of somebody who's actually.
There's nothing but dead bodies on that shit.
Yeah, there's dead bodies. And like you can get frostbite on multiple limbs. This experience is like $50,000 liquid.
People basically pay to die on that mountain.
But I thought this was like a week journey. No, it takes time.
Yeah. You got to camp out on that bitch.
That's a death tax.
Yeah, basically.
It sounds like a white event.
It is. Yeah. It's the whitest event of all.
That's about as white as it gets.
All right, staying with Mike here.
Yeah.
Which of the 7 wonders of the world is located in Egypt?
The pyramids.
A little more specific.
The Great Pyramids. The Tower of Giza.
There you go.
Got good it. Job, Mike.
The pyramids.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. Nah,
he was floating. He was flirting with it. He was flirting with it. You got it.
I was going to say the Sphinx.
Yeah, I was going to say the Sphinx, honestly. We're good people.
All right. Mike, it's time to cash in. Which two countries share the largest or longest international border?
Russia and China.
Oh, no. Corey.
I have to say both countries.
Yes.
And what nigga said what two countries? Let's see.
Argentina and Chile?
No. You're gonna hear this one like fuck.
North America and Canada.
You were so close, but North America's not a country.
I'm sorry. United States. I freaked out.
I'm not one, unfortunately.
Wait, sorry. That's the longest one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
U.S. and Canada, really?
Yeah, think about it.
It is America. The whole
It's
shit.
Entire...
North America and Canada.
It's entire north border of the United States is covered with Canada. The entire thing. From east to west.
Russia and China now, for real?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think
east to west.
But they're much bigger than the...
But you got to think...
I'm going to Google. What was the actual question?
Which two countries share the longest international border?
Yeah. It's a long border, bro.
But Russia and China are way bigger.
But, bro, it goes from Maine. Right. But you got to think,
it's like 3,000 miles.
They got to touch. They don't touch.
It's 800. It's 8,800 kilometers.
Shit. It's like 3,000 miles or something like that.
Fuck. Look at that. All right.
Okay. How many miles is 8,000 kilometers?
I'm looking at it right now.
At least a lot.
4,000. It's almost 5,000 miles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a flight. Well, never mind. Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Q, okay. Make sure you're in your on your mic when you.
Yeah, I got you. So who we got? LZ, right?
No, nobody.
It's to you.
It's to Mike.
It was me, and then it goes to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's to Corey. Okay. Which American state is the largest by area?
Texas.
No.
What?
It's Alaska.
Yes.
Alaska. Oh,
forgot about Alaska.
Yeah.
Mike, were you going to say Texas?
I was going to say California.
Oh, no, nah, California's too slim. Damn.
Okay, LZ.
That's not fair. Nobody lives there.
In terms of comics.
Oh, give it to me.
What does DC stand for?
This cock.
Keenan didn't start the timer. So
District of Columbia.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh, fuck, I don't know. Disastrous Comics.
No, unfortunately, Mike.
Dick cock.
Why do you not know this?
I don't. It's American comics. I don't know this shit.
Yeah.
Corey.
I don't know, bro.
Detective Comics.
What?
Ain't no detective.
That's
in that
corny
bitch.
As shit.
That's so whack.
Keenan, you knew that?
Batman, yes.
That's
Batman
corny. That's all he is too. Don't forget, that's all he is. Don't you ever forget it.
And he not an official detective.
Facts. That nigga's not even hired by the city.
That's just some rich nigga that know Tybo.
That nigga works for free. He's a fucking moron, actually.
He's a fucking freelance.
I never met a detective that didn't get paid.
That nigga's a freelance snitch.
Beating up dime bag
fucking
dealers.
Yeah, beating up fucking henchmen for nothing.
Fucking breaking.
Yeah.
Crushing niggas that sell Zaza windpipe.
Nigga fucking breaking.
Where's the Joker?
This nigga, bro,
give me the Zaza.
This nigga used to get hit in the back of the head with suitcases and just fucking out for 10 minutes.
Joker used to beat that nigga up with seafood boils.
Oh, shit. Oh, you beat the fuck out of him.
That nigga was beating, getting up.
I can go on Batman
was
forever, bro.
Beat over the head with shrimp and lobster tails
that nigga
by
is
a mentally ill clown.
That nigga is a fraud.
One of the niggas' main enemies is a nigga that tells riddles, and then when you get the riddle, he just goes, "Damn, you got my riddle."
Holy fuck,
bro! One of his enemies was a nigga who dressed up like a fucking penguin.
His enemies is Alex that was Trebek. Nigga just ask you questions all the fucking time. Hey. That fucking sucked.
He said, "Damn."
He said, "What can you not get more of by giving it away? Love." Damn.
Fuck.
I guess I'll let the girls go.
Guess I gotta take all these bombs away.
Holy fuck.
Fucking doofus.
That
nigga's a frog, Keenan.
That nigga be getting beat up Jerry Springer style.
Dog.
By a little fat nigga with a penguin nose. Damn, Cobblepots.
Jerry. Okay, we're on the mic.
Cobblepots got me again.
Oh, fuck. Mike, which Avenger is the only one who could calm down the Hulk?
Oh, that is a great question, bro.
Thor? Incorrect.
I don't even know all the characters. Is one of them Scarlet?
No.
Okay, nah.
It's one person.
Is it Spider-Man?
No. Keenan, who is it?
Movies, people. It's fucking Scarlett Johansson.
Well, I said that.
No, you said Scarlet Knight.
No, I never said Knight.
Said Scarlet. I said Scarlet. But Scarlet.
Oh, well, who the fuck she play?
Yeah, who did she play? Black Widow. Yeah, he didn't say Black.
I don't. I didn't.
Does that count? If we gave Mike
Scarlet doesn't do it, or it's fucking Black Widow. Yeah, but like I don't know. I don't. Know.
I just said I don't know the character, but I'm gonna tell you the actress.
Oh, I don't know the character either.
That's so, not the nigga. What?
Hey, this
would
is
you
up
say
to
Robert Downey Jr.? No, nigga.
Corey, I understand because I don't know these niggas either.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
we gave Mike the point.
Exactly,
because I said the thing.
Well, you said three answers before you said that one.
Also.
The name Scarlet. So is that like a technicality?
It's not a technicality.
We're going to give Corey the point here.
Yeah, I would give her the point.
Oh, that character.
Because Mike said, he said the pyramids.
It's okay. He's going to exactly. Get, he's going to lose the next one. It's all right.
That's crazy.
Shit. I always do.
I'm just kidding. How many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
Jesus fuck. All
right. Q, you need to do better at work.
Yo. That nigga tight.
220.
No.
Healthy. 275.
Think no.
We gotta go higher.
We gotta all go
right, higher. All right, Mike, you gotta go higher.
500.
It's 3,000, isn't it?
Look at your tongue, man. No.
Yeah.
10,000.
Okay.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Nah, but I mean, like, but that makes sense because you kill.
When I get high, them bitches double.
Nah, throughout life, you kill a lot of them, like drinking hot stuff, spicy stuff.
All right, here we go. LZ, which bone are babies born without? The bone in your body they're born without.
Ooh.
We're going to give them double time on this question.
Funny bone.
Hell no.
Everybody.
Yo, nigga, we got everybody. Go ahead. Rules in it.
What'd you say?
Funny bone.
No. Okay, Mike, go ahead. You get double down too.
Shin bone.
No. Again, this is which babies are born, what bone are babies born without?
Damn, I don't know.
Kneecaps.
Oh, I was gonna
what?
Say,
kneecaps. You develop kneecaps
because you gotta think
kneecaps.
They can't walk.
But even so,
but
not because
there's just no
but
cap.
If you ever pay attention to a baby, if you ever pay attention to a cap, yeah. If you ever pay attention to a baby's leg, if you think about it, your knees are all.
Nah, I gotta go find a baby.
Hey Siri. Now, when does a baby's knees develop?
When they
okay, I found this on the web for when does a baby's knees develop?
Oh,
check it out.
Bitch, I wanted to
by logic, no newborns do not come out without kneecaps. Somewhere between 2 and 6 years old.
2 and 6.
I feel like it's a long ass time. Niggas be out there playing soccer with no kneecaps.
So that
kneecaps.
Means they crawling without kneecaps.
It said like the patella is still
that's
developing.
Why they're not walking.
So like the patella's tendon is like all of that.
Like
so
2 and 1.
Yeah, a few months before.
But you crawling way before that. So
yeah, but you gotta think kneecaps? You're also not gonna be a 6 year old with a torn ACL. That ain't happening.
I mean, you gotta be a certain age to tear your ACL.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that's like that.
All right.
I mean, you gotta think up to a certain age, you can't even pull muscles.
Yeah.
Where we at?
That's fucking crazy.
We just lost little Sarah with a torn meniscus.
Fuck.
Get her some orange slices, bro.
Put some orange slices on it.
Oh my god. All right, we're in the food.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Which country invented hot dogs? It is European. I'll give everybody that.
Germany.
Oh, wow. He was right.
That would have been because of Frankfurt.
Frankfurt is Sauerkraut.
Sure. Okay. There you go.
Frankfurt.
Okay. On to the next one. Mike got that right. Germany invented hot dogs. Which auto companies are part of the big three?
Mm.
Ford, Chevy, Toyota?
No.
GM.
Oh, yeah.
Ford, Chevy.
No.
What? I gave you 2.
Chevy's under GM.
Yes. Ah, okay. Fuck. GM, Ford.
Think Detroit.
General Motors. No.
No.
Isn't General Motors GM?
Yes.
Yeah. So I said GM twice.
Yeah.
No.
Let him go.
That GMC is also under GM. Yeah. Anybody else want to guess? Think Detroit. So GM
Chrysler,
yes, GM Ford Chrysler.
You, I know that because like I know like
that was the economy in Detroit.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like, they all worked at the Chrysler plant.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah. I forgot Chrysler was on his own.
This town went to hell ever since the plant went away.
Yeah. No, no, bro. That was just the city.
That's what they say.
It's a lot of cities. North, Trenton.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. When the plant shut down, the niggas can't work.
Yep. Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
All right,
Pittsburgh.
Where we at, Corey?
Yes, sir.
Which planet has the hottest solar system?
Huh?
Which planet has the hottest solar system?
Mercury. Wait, the hottest solar system?
Hottest.
Is, wait, which planet
what?
Has or is?
Is.
Which planet is the hottest?
I'm tripping. What planet is the hottest in the solar system?
There we go.
My bad.
It is not Mercury?
No.
It's the one closest to the sun.
Well.
Hold on. And everybody.
I got the question wrong, so I looked at the answer, but go ahead.
Okay. Is it Venus?
Yes. Correct.
I was one away.
Yeah.
How?
Because me and Mike said Mercury.
Nigga. That makes no fucking.
Well, you got to think, like, even when they rotate around the sun, like, they have different paths. Yeah, so, yeah, like.
No, I don't, I'm with Mike. How? Mercury.
It's the closest to the
read the shit. What's it say?
I think it's the gas on the earth.
All right.
The gas on the planet. Yeah. The gas burns at a different.
It could be the gas. It could be the gas.
I was like, yeah. Wait, I get a point, right?
It says it's the hottest because it's the most dense.
Okay.
That was your point. I was like, I'm saying to myself, like,
we're in here.
How the fuck niggas got individual solar systems?
Yeah, I was like, wait, I was like, what?
No, but I knew what he meant.
Yeah. I was tripping. I'm reading what I fucking wrote.
I'm glad LZ asked all the questions to clarify. I was like, what? Fucking, huh?
Yeah, I had to.
I was like,
what the fuck is this? What the fuck was I looking up, nigga?
It gets up to 900 degrees on.
Oh, my.
Damn. God. On Earth, they said the average temperature is like a little under 90. The average on Earth and the average temperature on Venus is just a little under 900.
Yeah, if the Earth goes, we're fucked.
Well, yeah.
None of these bitches are inhabitable.
Thanks, global warming.
They're trying to get more Mars, but.
Nah, Mars is it's too cold.
Too cold?
Too cold. All right, got two questions left.
It's like negative something.
So, basically, I could either tie it.
Or lose.
Yeah.
Or no, you can win the game.
Corey, no, he can win.
Corey has 5. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like him. All right. I'm gonna fuck up then.
What year was the first iPhone model released?
Woo.
2002.
No.
2000. Hell no. Nigga. 2007.
Correct.
Damn.
It's a tie game.
Because, bro, you got to think, Apple's been out for a minute.
But 2002, that's why.
Nigga? Yeah, nigga. Like, we were
nigga, 9-11 was that was a year after 9-11.
Niggas didn't have flip phone.
Niggas was not like, yo, on my iPhone.
I didn't, yo, I could have, that could have been a trick question. Like, it could have been an iPhone.
Nah, not even. Fucking 2002, you were playing with the fucking snake on the big ass phone.
Yeah, that was all right, last question, Q.
That's the Nokia's, nigga.
Last question, Mike. And it's the question specifically for you.
Oh,
wow.
Here we go, Mike. Like, how many games is LeBron at?
Oh, my God.
Nah, because I think he said he was going to add sports into it.
Right,
here we go. Here we go, Q.
This is for me and you.
Oh, I'm going
to win. All right, let's go. Question.
What Carson Wentz stat?
What country won the very first FIFA World Cup in 1930?
Soccer fan. Probably England.
No.
No. Italy.
No.
Damn.
The very first soccer cup?
Yeah. Soccer FIFA World Cup.
Poland.
No. Uruguay.
What nope. the fuck? Nobody the was going to get that.
Kid. Uruguay.
Who invited
this,
Uruguay?
This fucking soccer fan over here is supposed to know. fucking super soccer fan.
Who won the first football game ever played?
It's okay. I take it back. You know, last week we was enemies. This week we on the same team. I take it back.
Who the fuck invited Uruguay? Wait, where was that at? Where was...
It was in 1930.
I feel like me and Mike gotta have a head to head.
Yeah, hold on. I got
on a tie.
Yeah, I got one more. I get one more.
Me
question.
And Mike have a let's do. Me and Corey do like a best of.
Do a predominantly history question because that's both our shit, and we'll go from there.
Oh, I did the shit at the top. It's gonna be Black History too.
It was in Uruguay. Cheated.
Yeah, they cheated.
Or how about this?
Is it Uruguay?
Open ended. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you think you?
How many questions are you going
to do? Do best of three.
Best of three. All right, let me think of my three. Hold on.
You want to do five? Three?
I think three is three. Three is appropriate because this is going to take time. All
right, well, who goes first?
I'll let Mike go first.
Okay, we're going to do three. Hold on, I'm thinking about it. It's going to be Black History related.
Yeah, everything Black History.
Everything
yeah.
Black.
And this is all the top of the dome, so hold on a second. All
right.
Mike's going first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the Civil Rights Movement, the organization SCLC, what did it stand for?
SCLC?
Yes. It's a civil rights organization that was established around the time of the Civil Rights Movement.
Southern Christian Liberties Commission?
No.
I thought you... Damn. Yeah, I was like, boy?
Yeah. SCLC.
Yeah.
SCLC. Southern Christ. You know. It's something Southern because it's not Christ.
Go ahead, keep going.
Whenever I say Christ, you kind of...
Go ahead, keep going.
Southern Christ. Love. I don't...
Southern it. Christian Leadership Committee.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Next okay. question.
Next question. We're going to Corey.
Yep.
The march in Selma, Alabama, took place in the Civil Rights Movement. What was the name of the bridge that they crossed during the march?
Nah, because I don't know the name of the bridge, but I know the name of the event. It was like Bloody something, Bloody Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it happened on...
I'm mad at myself for not knowing
this. Damn, I feel embarrassed. Okay. Yeah. I don't know, Q.
Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Wow.
Did Damn. You know that? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, I looked at his face.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay.
No, I didn't know that.
All right, so we're going back to Mike.
We'll go back to Mike.
Okay, I'm not making this up. This was my third question I had in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And what city was the Black Panther Party established?
Compton, California?
No.
Oakland, California.
Corey is the winner of the trip.
Damn. Shout out to you.
But this showed that we're all smart.
So he got one.
we're all smart.
He got one of the three. Y'all went best out of three. He
just won.
He got one.
Yeah,
that was a third
question. You got to get two out of three.
It was three questions.
He was already up. Well,
yeah,
no.
Mike, it was the same concept as the first part of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to keep going? I can come up with a couple more for you.
I could go all night.
Went down to
6-5. All right.
Okay. Corey, what was the name of the place that Malcolm X was killed?
Yeah. And you
want to
keep going?
Nah.
Let's do more research.
Nah.
This is
history.
We know this.
This is like prominent Black history.
We don't.
Something Hall.
Autobahn Ballroom.
Yeah, I've watched that movie so many damn times.
Yeah, I ain't never mentioned Autobahn.
This is off the top.
I'm about to say, what the fuck? The Autobahn Ballroom.
Yeah.
What? You said Mulatto? Oh, I thought you said the rapper. I'm like, what the fuck does Mulatto know?
All right, Mike, what are the two main founding members' names of the Black Panther Party?
The two Mayflowers?
Founding members, yeah.
Huey P. Newton.
Yes, sir.
And fuck. Huey Newton and it's not that nigga, because not the nigga we just had the movie on. No, it's not him.
No, it's not Fred Hampton.
It's not Fred Hampton.
I know
it's
that. It's Fred Huey Hampton. Newton and
Dookie Williams.
All right. Damn, who was it?
You want to take a guess?
No.
Bobby Seale.
Oh, my God.
They mentioned him in the damn movie.
Fuck, yeah.
Bobby Seale. You want to keep going or be done?
That don't matter to me.
All right. We got to keep going. Because I No, we have to keep going.
Yeah,
okay. I can't win off a technicality. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back to another acronym.
Right, I know I'm not getting it then.
So
acronyms, no, Q.
No.
Okay.
Let's do.
You want to do? You want to do country? Something
gonna,
country related?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to educate you for a second.
All right.
Another organization during the movement is called SNCC.
Okay.
The Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. That was the college level of the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Terrible name.
Wow, that's dope. Snip. I gotta look into
who
that.
Started it.
Snick. No, it's real niggas, not Batman.
I want to say Snick was Stokely Carmichael, but that also might have been SCLC, so I'm not exactly sure. They all kind of coexisted at the same time in the South. Okay.
Yeah, let's do all types of history.
Okay. Here we go. How tall is the World Trade Center? Wait, are y'all serious?
I don't know if I know. This shit's down.
Stokely found Snick.
Snick, yeah. The student not by the corner. Come on, Stokely Carmichael. Yeah. Look at that. Y'all really don't know how tall the World Trade Center is, the new one?
No.
1,776 feet.
Why do you why even do you know that? That?
It's the fucking year America was founded, 1776. So why
would I put who the that fuck would know that?
That's like a big fucking thing.
It's not a big thing.
Yo, fuck this country, nigga.
When they rebuilt the tower.
Fuck this country. They built this country on my ancestors' back.
We were slaves, baby.
No, when they...
The only 25% of you was free.
The tower just got rebuilt. That was a big fucking thing.
Bro, I've never heard that ever in my life.
God. I don't know nothing about that shit.
I ain't never heard that. Why do you know that, Q?
Here we go.
What the fuck is wrong with you? This nigga is this.
Oh, man. Well, you almost made it.
You said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, even yeah, okay. I was gonna let you rock.
Oh, shit.
So you should let me rock.
So I start with Rain Man. Start riding out of the now.
Okay, let's try to get this over with.
All right.
In what city was Martin Luther King assassinated?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Jesus, nigga, yeah. Shut up,
nigga. It ain't for you. You've been out the league.
My fault. But
neither one of them niggas did.
No, I actually didn't.
I'm about to say there's no way y'all did. I'm about to say there's no way. I'm sorry.
I knew that.
My fault.
I knew that.
You knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that nigga, you said you didn't know?
I would have won. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I knew that shit.
I mean, they could be acting like it.
Mike was like, oh.
I knew that shit. I was about to say Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. Oh, my God.
Killed that nigga Tuskegee.
Holy shit.
Yo, my Tuskegee.
Killed that nigga Tuskegee.
Not in Birmingham. That nigga went down in Mobile. Nigga down in Selma.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let's put that nigga down in.
Let's
do some recent. Let's do some.
Oh, my God.
Past 1980 shit.
Oh,
Black
my God.
That'll make things go much faster.
Holy fuck.
Oh, my goodness. So they killed that nigga Tuskegee.
He was in one of the experiments.
That nigga died in Atlanta. Peachtree.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta.
Oh,
right there, Atlanta.
That's where they put the Waffle House.
On Martin Luther King.
Right on top.
Who founded the FBI? Who created the FBI?
I know.
Go.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Ding, ding, ding. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you ain't saying nothing.
I don't know. That was his question.
Oh, all right. Well, shit, he's up too.
Yeah, I guess he's good now.
Oh, damn.
Game.
There you go.
Blouses.
Cool.
Yeah. First of all, shout out to UQ for knowing all this shit.
Yeah, because,
He was rattling off like a savant.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm about to drop a ball of marbles and see how many you can guess.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. How many marbles in this jar?
That nigga start counting in his head like,
what's the prize for winning?
Bragging rights?
In college, when I got to my freshman year of college, was rough my freshman year. Mm-hmm. But the only class I found interest in was Black History. So that's where I kind of took off and got me through school, knowing shit like that.
Nice.
How'd you go from a straight-A student to struggling in college?
Wow. this is exactly how this happened. Burlington, I could get by off pure intelligence. Like, pay attention in class, pass the test. That's all you had to do. Like, and you had to put much time in homework, you didn't have to put much time in studying. That was me personally. I got the Hun, a little different, but like, it taught you how to study, taught you how to like prepare, and it was like they ran classes like colleges. But when I got to college, playing football, out fucking every weekend. Like, I didn't give a fuck about school. I'm like, nigga, C's get degrees until you ain't get a damn C, nigga. You come back with a D, like, woof.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, woof. So I just, the work, I didn't take it seriously. And, like, I went to a pretty competitive college. Like, you know, the academic course load was kind of nuts. So while not giving that a lot of effort and then spending time with football and hanging out with girls and partying and shit, it just, next thing you knew, 10 weeks went by and the semester's over and you're like, oh shit, like I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
So that it was quick. It was like a wake up call. But other than that, like,
you got it back together.
I got it back together. Graduated on time. It was cool. But like I was an econ major at first. And that shit took a dip. Fucking supply and demand.
I know you had to change that shit.
Yeah. So then I had a black professor learning black history, and I kind of just like took off from there. And so that's why I can kind of rattle the facts off, because that's where I.
And what'd you finish as?
I finished with a degree in history, but my focus on black history, and like my final thesis was on the Black Panthers and the Fred Hampton story. I can kind of, I'm well versed in that section of stuff. Yeah.
I think that's interesting that you said that, because I think for me going into college, that was the first time I realized I didn't know how to study.
Yeah, it's a thing. You would literally you have to be taught how to study. It's a thing.
And then I can honestly say in public school, you don't learn. Now I think for me,
I think for me
was arrogance going into college, because I had this theory. I would say there's no way I'll fail a multiple choice test. I think because.
Patterns.
One
dimension is gonna look right
exactly.
to me.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. And then like you get to college and it's just like, what? Like I remember taking like a physics exam. Mm-hmm. Out of my 5 years in college, I took one open ended exam, and it was a literature course. But like, and I've experienced failing a multiple choice test.
Oh, nah, like no.
Arrogance.
Once I figured out, when I realized that they had the open choice exam, it's nothing worse than an open ended math exam.
Oh, man, listen, it's just a blank page with problems.
You gotta come up with an answer.
Ooh, yes, sir. Boy.
I think I knew bad. I was a little,
bruh.
I had. So you know how like when you get homework, it's supposed to take you like an hour or two.
Mm.
Like our professor would give us three problems. And then you're like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
But what he didn't tell you is each problem takes an hour to solve.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Talk about in over your head. But again, like I'm 18. I'm arrogant.
Yeah.
I've excelled academically at a pretty okay high school.
Yeah. The bar in high school is very, very, very,
very
low.
And I took enriched courses in high school. And I was like, oh, that'll be good. Exactly. And then like you get to college and you're just like.
Damn,
you gotta learn how to.
You probably slide by that first year, maybe even two, because you're taking gen eds and
yeah. I actually got straight A's my first semester, and like it's different for you because like obviously there wasn't a lot of black people at MSU, but you found your clique.
Yeah,
I think it was for me. Like once I started to take the core classes, like the physics and the calculus, like at Embry-Riddle, they don't separate. The calculus and the physics classes.
Mm-hmm.
You take the same calculus and physics as an engineer. So like I've taken the same courses as like a rocket scientist up until that point where it's like, all right, you don't need to learn anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even like my boss was telling me, your position kind of is supposed to be an engineer, but we hired you because you've taken engineering like courses. So yeah. I can have a conversation with an engineer, but I'm not an engineer, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, if I would have known that going prior about the curriculum, I would have never.
You probably would have changed your mind.
Yeah, I actually had a job interview last year. They were like, you know, we've noticed that you take because you have to send them your transcript. Okay. They were like, why did you have to take these courses again? And I literally told them it was a what do you call it? What do you call the type?
Pre-write?
No, the type of interview was like four people in front of you. It's just you.
Not a group interview.
No, I was the only candidate in the room at the time. But
honestly, I have no idea.
It's a term for the interview where it's like, let's just say all four of you.
It was like a panel?
Yes, that's exactly what it was, a panel interview. And they were like, seems like, you know, you've struggled with XYZ courses. Can you tell us why? And I said this, I had the self-awareness to know that I'm intelligent, but I also have the same self-awareness to know that I'm not a rocket scientist. And I said, granted, I did struggle with XYZ, but I pass these courses eventually because I don't have a quitting mentality. And
that was a good answer.
Hire me, nigga.
Yeah, I actually got the job.
You, boy.
Yeah, I got the job.
Yeah.
No, that's
what I would have hired you up.
No, that is one thing. Embry-Riddle courses was tough, but they taught me how to interview. Like every job I've ever gotten an interview for, I've gotten a job. I feel like even if I don't have a background in that per se job, I feel like I can get the job just by having a conversation.
Yeah,
I feel that.
You, like, talk your way into it.
I feel like I can talk
in the door. And I'll,
I feel like whoever give even if I'm in over my head, if you give me an interview, I think I can get the job. Even with the job that I told you about, I applied for it. It nothing to do with what I was doing. Nothing to do.
It's fucking lit. You gotta have that confidence, though. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to talk about sports. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I work in six hours.
I'm glad we showed up at 6:30.
Hey man,
it worked out in the end.
Yeah, because we got out there before 2:00. Kinda, it's only midnight.
Yeah, only midnight.
Look at us.
Oh
yeah, wait. Shout out to the sponsor, Manscaped.
Yeah, shout out to Manscaped. We're gonna put
that promo code still works. NTS.
Yeah, my boy just got a huge fucking discount on that shit last
Yeah,
week.
A huge one.
Yeah, we'll drop
them. I thought they were making a mistake.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I was like,
he spent over $100. Man. He spent less than 90. Put it like that. All right? Like, the cart was worth over 100. He spent less than.
It was like 180. Yeah. It was like 180. And then it was like almost.
I think he spent 87.
Yeah, it was something.
That might be a mathematical error, but it's worth the try.
Get
your ass on there. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code NTS.
Yes,
just
sir.
Start throwing shit in your cart. And just put the code in and see what happens. Because apparently that's what that nigga
see
did.
See how the numbers shake out.
Yeah,
know saying,
I mean, you
baby?
Never know, man. Listen.
The numbers might be in your favor.
Facts.
You never know.
Give it a shot.
That's my secret society homie from Dartmouth that did that.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to
him. Appreciate you, big bro.
But yeah, that's it. It's been a short one, guys.
Yeah, man.
I know we don't really do that to y'all, but y'all can take this little mini meat real quick.
Yeah, hope you learned some interesting facts.
Yeah,
guys, I definitely did.
Yeah, guys, if you like this format, you like when we did this little trivia, we'll do more of it
every
now and again. And if you want to see it in a video version, let us know about that. We'll do that too. All these different things we're going to be trying them over the next few months. We're going to have a little extra segments of things that we're going to try and demo for when we put it on Patreon. So we're going to try these things. And if you like them, we are going to make them available in a more polished fashion on Patreon when we finally do make that move. So everything is going to be experimental. We're going to be trying new things, developing new things so that we can have a better experience for y'all, give y'all better content, more content, new and fresh content. And we'll be able to move forward in that aspect. So if you guys, please, honestly, we have to leave us feedback for real.
Yeah.
Whether that's leaving a message on our Instagram, on our Twitter at the NTS Pod, a comment, a like. Make sure you go on the podcast page on iTunes, and you leave us a rating and you leave us a review. Or you just message us in general, personally, and tell us what you think about the pod, what things you want to see, what things you like, what things you don't like, what things you want to see more of us do. And especially pertaining to this trivia thing, if you like that and want to see more of it and actually want to see it or hear more of it, let us know. We're here to make things hot for you guys because we hot either way. So
facts.
It's however you want this hotness. You know what I'm saying? It's how you want to do it. Because if you want the same missionary, we can give it to you.
Facts.
But we can also throw that leg up and give it to you. You know
that's
what I mean?
Saying.
We can throw that leg up on you and
so
give
you
it.
Try and
put
grab,
you in a
try and grab our cheeks. While
put you,
doing
put
it.
You in a, put you in a nice pile driver. So you already know this. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We will see y'all next week, same time, same place. Peace.